Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hi everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle. It's been a long time since we were alone. We are here building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. And tonight we are going to talk about how to manage client expectations and set boundaries. So if you're new to this channel, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell so that you get notifications once we upload videos or we go live there. But before we start with our main topic, I'll move ahead and start our opening prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Them the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, Sis Belle, it's now your turn to talk.
Yes. Actually, I'm muting myself because somebody is washing the dishes here. Anyway, good evening, brothers and sisters. So we'd like to invite everyone to join us every Monday and Thursday. Same time. Now we're doing this on the same time slot. Every 1 p.m. Philippine time. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we're inviting everyone to start the week right by doing this live praise and worship session every Monday at 1 p.m. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more about the things that we do, do catch us live every Thursday at 1 p.m. So
yes. And speaking of that, if you want your own workbook, why not try my book, How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. So just visit conniezabala.com/VA book. That's conniezabala.com/VA book. Again, our topic for today's session is how to manage client expectations and set boundaries. So why are we talking about this? Anyway, this topic is usually for newbies, but we later found out that there are also seasoned freelancers or VAs who need to be reminded of setting their own standards and boundaries, because some clients, to be honest with you, can become abusive. That's the keyword, abusive, with their VAs, or wouldn't actually care unless we, the VAs, will do something about it. It's actually true. Sad but true. So you want to add more about that, isn't it?
Yes, sometimes unconsciously we do that. So maybe later on I'll share my thoughts in detail. Like it might be a cultural thing. I don't know. Yeah. So later, let's dig deeper later.
Yes, and as always, you will be expecting from us some tips on how to set standards, manage expectations and boundaries. And it's actually, again, we have the acronym or acrostics.
Yay, I miss and this.
Yeah. It's hard to go back, but I'm not sure how long I did this. But it's inside the word bound, B-O-U-N-D, that's 5, see? And it's actually some of those things that we're sharing about is in chapter 5 of my book. See? So go ahead and check the book there. So, oh my God, this has been a long time since we've done it. So please pardon us if we're kind of adjusting again. So, of course, as always, we have reference Bible verses that we think are connected to our topic for today. So we are sharing from two Bible verses, one from the Old and one from the New Testament. So let's start with the Old, from Amos chapter 5, verse 14, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. Then truly the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you as you claim." That's from Amos chapter 5, verse 14. And then for the New Testament, we have from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 to 18, which says, "Therefore, beloved, since you are forewarned, be on your guard not to be led into the error of the unprincipled and to fall from your own stability. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and to the day of eternity." So that's from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. You want to share first your reflections about these verses?
Yes, sure. So for me, sis, both verses are good reminders of who we are and what our ultimate purpose is. So what is that? We are children of God. And if we stay rooted in our faith, and if we're always connected to our Heavenly Father, and if we become truly aware of how much He loves us, I think it would be easier for us to discern our every move, every decision, especially if our action, or passiveness for that matter, gives people the license to cross our boundaries or, quote-unquote, abuse us. If we know who we are, we won't allow such thing to happen, right? So That's my short reflection on these two verses.
Yeah.
How about you?
And as for me, I think I always say this, that God already knows what we need. God knows all the guidance that we need. So if you need inspiration, you don't actually need to start from looking for inspirational quotes. Just with the Bible, you can already find some verses that will help you with your freelancing business or in life in general. Anyway, so again, God knows the guidance we need. That's why His words for setting standards are both present in the Old and New Testaments. It's a good standard to just simply know what's good and evil, just like what Prophet Amos said. From there, identify which one is good and which one is evil. Now, if there are some misunderstandings and conflicts between you and the client, the verses from 2 Peter is a good reminder on how to react to the situation. So be aware that we're only human and either side can be wrong or might have gone too far. That's why it's important to always ask the Holy Spirit and God's grace when dealing with the situation. I hope you understand what I was saying, because I need to write all those things that we need to say, because after all, this is Bible verses. Oh my goodness, this needs a little Holy Spirit, not a little, a lot of Holy Spirit for us to share what, yes, for us to share with you how these verses impact us. So we hope that you are being blessed by these Bible verses and our own, you know, reflections from these verses. So again, another reminder, this is a reminding you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing journey. There. Okay, so again, if you want to understand more about setting standards, it's in chapter 5 of my book. So just visit conniezabala.com/VA book. Or if you want a free chapter, why not visit bit.ly/VA book free chapter there. So you can get a copy and you'll know the first few chapters of my book before buying. So if you have questions, let us know. We will move ahead with our tips under the word bound. So the first letter is B. This is actually more of a factors or a keywords that you need to remind yourself or ourselves. So hopefully, even just with one word, you'll understand what we mean by this. So the first one is actually just business. There, business. That's the first word. First word under bound. So what do we mean by that? Isabel, you wanna go first?
Yes, you have in our cheat sheet here, you have business, and this means that we should treat our service, our freelance careers as a business. So for me, this shift in mindset is really a game changer. I remember sharing my boo-boos, my bloopers in the earliest part of my freelance career. So yes, do check out our previous videos about it. A lot of quote unquote things that should not have been done. if I just remember that it's a freelance business and not me working as an employee, then go ahead and find this. I think sis, you will share the links, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yes. So do check out those videos. Bottom line, when you start seeing your VA career as a business, the way you conduct yourself in front of your clients will be totally different. Each project will become a quote-unquote collaboration between two businesses, yours and your clients. So each project will become a collaboration between two businesses who are wanting to achieve the same goal. So it takes time to really internalize that we are business owners. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that it really changes how we see things, how we see ourselves as business owners. So there.
Yes. And please do not get us wrong when we it's not that we don't want you to have the employee and employer setting. It's just that we want you to move to slowly transitions from that, because while some of us are starting from a work from home setting, like I did start with that, where there's still an employee or employer relationship, we can slowly transition our thinking about how we treat ourselves. I started like that, and it requires a lot of time to transition. It's not easy. Again, it's not easy, and we always need that to do this consistently. That's why we need to start as early as we can. So again, Bell and I always encourage everyone to always have a mindset of a business owner or an entrepreneur. Now, what does that look like? You know your business. First, you know your business and your client's goals. You have terms and conditions. You choose the client you want to work with and not saying yes to everyone. You set your own rates. And then you also practice the onboarding process when you have clients, when you have new clients, yeah. As far as what Bell says earlier, we do have a session about it where you onboard your new clients. So feel free to check that in the description. I already added it there. Yay,
thanks. I want to add something, sis, as a disclaimer or to clarify something. We're not talking about VAs who are employed by VA agencies. Of course, you cannot dictate your own terms because you will be agreeing to the terms and conditions set by your employer, the VA agency. So we're not talking about that kind of work. We're here as independent contractors. We are virtual assistants who are running our own business, and we're not connected in any way to any VA agency. So that's totally different. They might get confused. they might tell their team leads, oh, I don't want to do that, or they start setting their own terms. No, we're talking about running your own virtual assistant business.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that, because we're here as independent contractors. We're here as working directly with the clients, not having any type of medium people or team. Yep. Okay, there. So from B, we are moving on to the second factor, which is office hours. Maybe I should go ahead. So office hours means setting your business hours, and the end, I need to emphasize the end, and sticking to it. Ouch. So, because especially remember the end word, because sometimes even if we have our office or business hours, we still don't follow it. We break our own rules. Self, if there's one thing we can adapt from being an employee, it's having a fixed schedule to do our work or provide our services. Now, once it's the end of our working hours, stop working and clock out. There.
Yes. Couldn't agree more. I've always said this. I think I've mentioned about this in our previous videos, that we can train our clients. So what do I mean by that? Again, for those who are just seeing us for the first time, this is my favorite line. We can train our clients. So I mean, for example, during the onboarding process, you mentioned to your client that your business hours will be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So now there might be instances when clients forget what you said, and they might message you beyond your business hours. So how do you train them? Resist. This sounds simple, but a lot of people miss this. Resist the urge to answer right away. Unless, this is the disclaimer, unless the client is dealing with an emergency task, of course, you don't have to wait for that long, because you obviously they need your help during emergencies, right? But if it's not an emergency, resist the urge to answer right away, because that way they will know that you are really serious with the business hours that you set. So there.
Yes. So that's why it's better if you go offline once you're done with your office hours. And always emphasize your time zone, by the way, because so that they will get confused, or as much as possible, you can convert that into their time zone so that they will know there. Just clock out so you won't be tempted. Anyway, so that's the second factor, the office hours. We're down to our third word, which is united. So what do we mean by united? Make sure that you and your client are a team and understand the task included and not included. So let them know when you usually go online and when they can expect your response. So it's kind of a follow-up, you know, tip or factor from the first one. So let the client know that you are on the same team, that you're there to help and work with them. It's not about what you or them can get from one another. It's about working together to meet the goals you set when you were starting. That's why it's important for you to discuss first, so that you will have the same goals. And remember also that you are fellow entrepreneurs and nobody is a boss or higher than the other. So you are equal. Having that kind of thinking helps you talk to them with more confidence and conviction. There.
Yes, those are big words. Again, going back to what I mentioned earlier, the way you behave, the way you conduct yourself, that is connected to what Sis Connie is saying about confidence and conviction. You'll have that. You'll have those behavior. Again, for me, this is something that should be discussed at the start of every working relationship. So this is where an onboarding kit or a contract comes in handy. A document should list the specific tasks you will perform for a particular client. Bonus tip, always find ways. So let's not be restricted to whatever tasks we listed on a contract or on the proposal, beginning of the working relationship. Always find ways, continue to find ways to help a client. For example, social media management was not part of the initial tasks. And you know that your client is having a hard time handling this on her own. You can be proactive about it and volunteer to take over. But of course, you need to charge anew for this additional service. So that's the beauty of having a contract when starting a working relationship, so that whatever is not included in the initial list, you can monetize another service. So there.
Yeah. So not, again, that
written sis, no? Not add a lot of work without adding to the bank account. That's another story.
Don't let the client do that. So again, we'll go back to it after our number four. The number four, it's super simple, but I don't think most of us are doing it. And maybe because, like you said, it might be cultural because we're not used to saying no. So that's a word for BAs and freelancers too. It's not just from the clients. You wanna go ahead?
Okay. So I read somewhere this quote. No is a complete statement. And I agree 100%. But maybe it's also a cultural thing, because I noticed that majority of us Filipinos are really having a hard time saying no. It takes practice though. let's learn from our foreign clients as well when they are really direct, which is connected to the next point. Anyway, I'll let Siscon share her insights about this no statement.
Okay. So for me, it's not that saying yes is bad, because on the other hand, as a servant, Belle knows this, we always say yes to almost anything if we are called to serve. But in business or providing our virtual services or being just being a VA, being an assistant, doesn't mean saying yes to everything your client says. So we are all familiar with to-do lists, right? But that's not the only thing we should do. Let's also create a not-to-do list. So aside from the to-do list, create a not-to-do list so that you will know which one you should be doing. Or if some of the tasks are included in the no-to-do list, it's time to talk to your client there. So which is would be on number 5. But before that, let's go back to the first one, which is business. Second is office hours. 3 is united. And 4th is no. So for the last one, bound, letter D, direct. My goodness. When the client there, since if, for example, your client is already asking you some of the things that you should not do or is not included in the contract. So when the client is doing something wrong or asking too much of you or giving you tasks that were not discussed, say something as soon as you can. Keyword, say something as soon as you can. So clients, especially those outside the Philippines, there appreciate us being direct with them. What they don't like is us saying yes, only to find out later that we cannot do the work or we don't know anything about it. It's always okay that we don't know everything. Always be honest with your client. So this also applies to our local clients, huh? Not just the So because to be honest, there are local clients that, sad to say, think lowly of freelancers or VAs. So it's time for you to show them that we're not like that, you know, that we are also business owners, that we are also entrepreneurs, that we know what we do there. So how about you, Sisbel?
Yeah, I agree with what you say. And then on the flip side, on the side of the clients who are being direct with us, again, going back to the cultural thing, Filipinos are sensitive, especially when they think that foreign clients are personally attacking them sometimes with not so nice feedback. But we have to understand that they just say it as it is, and it's not an attack on our character, but feedback towards our work. And it will also help us improve our work. But of course, I'm not talking about rude clients. That's a different story.
Yes. If you encounter, just a short tip, if you encountered rude clients, just remember the 2 Peter. Before doing anything, you need to calm yourself. Do not talk or interact with any of the people if you feel aggravated, if you feel frustrated. You need to have set your mood in a good vibrations before you respond, because it might fire back, it might, you know, do something, it might affect you negatively, even if that's not your intention. So there. Okay, so the first, the 5 factors that we want to share with you how to manage client expectations and set boundaries are business, office hours, united, no, and direct there. So that's our tip for you today. So if you have questions, let us know. Oh, let me remove the direct. I forgot. Okay, so any last thoughts, Sisbel?
Yes, last thoughts. So if you know who you are, again, connected to the verses earlier, if you know who you are, hint, you are God's child. And treat yourself as one. I think you will always know where to stand and how you'd want others to treat you. So chin up and avoid people who have the tendency to push you around. To push you. I remember the song, sorry. To push you around. Cut ties and pray for them. As Brother Bo would say, love them from afar.
Yes, that's a good advice. And for me, if you're still not confident about your standards, it's time to start thinking about them. Pray to God and ask the Holy Spirit to help you create your own business standards that will not only be good for you, but also for your clients. As your fellow freelancers, you can ask us. So if you're not, you can just list the things you are thinking about. You don't need to, you know, write all of them at one time. So if, for example, you encounter something while you were working with the client, you can just write down, now, I should be doing this, or I should remind my clients this. Sometimes we even need some clauses in our agreement just to tell them that this, just to tell them our, you know, conditions, our terms there. So there, if you have questions, let us know. Again, if you want your own workbook on how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit conniezavala.com/VA book to get your copy. So this one is available here in the Philippines. This one is available outside the Philippines. So if Sisbel will order my book, hard copy, you'll get this one, because I'm not sure how to do this one yet. I'm still finding out. So if you know how to do it, can you help me? And it's also available on ebook, Kindle, and audiobook there. Just feel free to visit the website there. Okay, even if you're watching on a replay, feel free to comment and ask your questions. We will answer them for you there. Sisbel, can you do the honor of our closing prayer?
Yes, so let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Yay! So we hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session at 1 p.m. Philippine time. And on Thursday, I believe we have guests, so watch out for that. And if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the bell to get notifications. As of now, we're going live again 1 p.m. Philippine time on Mondays and Thursdays. So I think that's it. Do you have any last message before we end?
Just remember, don't forget who you are, brothers and sisters. Stand tall.
Yes. So that's it for us. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell.
We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.